USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over a dozen protesters arrested in Portland, Oregon, after alt-right groups and members of Antifa demonstrated in the streets. The Portland Chief of Police, Daniel Outlaw, says,
almost immediately, officers began to seize weapons. Over the course of the day, those seizures included chemical spray, bear spray, metal and wooden poles, knives, shields, and a stun gun.
The chief says officers were able to keep the two sides apart during most of the day. ISIS is now claiming responsibility for a suicide attack in Afghanistan yesterday that killed at least 63 people and wounded nearly 200. It happened at a wedding reception in Kabul. ISIS says one fighter blew himself up and a second detonated a parked explosives-laden vehicle outside. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The plains in the Midwest are bracing for possibly severe thunderstorms that are expected to strike today. Forecasters are warning of very heavy rain and damaging winds as well as large hail in areas from Oklahoma to Minnesota to Michigan. Local flash flooding is also possible. A 26-year-old homeless West Virginia man who caused a panic in Manhattan back on Friday is now facing charges as Larry Griffin is connected with three rice cookers that caused a massive police response during the morning rush. John Miller is with the NYPD Counterterrorism Unit.
I don't know what the deliberate act is, whether it was to create fear and alarm on the part of the public, or whether he was discarding items that he was no longer interested in.
Griffin, who police say has been arrested 3 times in 8 years, allegedly left those rice cookers at the Fulton Street subway station and on a street corner. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Thousands of demonstrators gathering in downtown Hong Kong for the 11th straight week of anti-government protests. They filled Hong Kong's Victoria Park and chanted and carried signs calling for democracy and freedom in that Chinese city. By late Sunday there, large numbers of protesters had defied police orders and marched to the main government offices, bringing downtown traffic to a standstill. Russia says it's not going to deploy any new short- or intermediate-range nuclear missiles, unless the U.S. does. A Reuters report is quoting the Russian defense minister as saying that his country has no plans for new missiles, but would take action if the U.S. were to set up similar new systems in Europe or Asia. Neither the U.S. nor Russia any longer abide by the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty that had been signed by then-President Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987. And the new season of Chrisley Knows Best is on its way despite the star's financial woes. Todd Chrisley saying the next season of the USA Network reality show is being produced even though his wife and he had to plead not guilty to tax evasion charges in federal court last week. In a social media post, he says the charges against he and his wife are baseless. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.